Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first, because he first, because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come with a grateful heart on this morning and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine. And Father God, as we come on this morning, we come to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we ask that you would forgive us, Father, for all of our shortcomings, Father, the things we didn't do, the things we did do, and anything in between. And we want to say thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Father God, that washes us, that has redeemed us and declared us righteous in your sight. And Father God, we bless you and we say thank you. Father, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for this ministry, Father God. Your people come together and we work together. We work together in our services. We work together in our finances. We work together, Father God. We bring everything, Father God, to the altar. We bring everything to the table. We withhold nothing, Father God, to assure that your gospel message is declared around the world. And we want to say thank you for the preaching and the teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For your word never returns into your void, Father. And we just want to pray this morning for all of our listening audience around the globe and every continent. Father God, this word that we preach every morning goes throughout all the earth, not just in the city we live in or the state we live in, not just in the county we live in, Father God, or the region, but Father God, we declare the gospel throughout all the earth. Thank you for Block Talk Radio, Father. Thank you. And thank you for the commitment of your people to come every day, Father, and say what the Lord said. And we say thank you. So, Father God, hallelujah, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we commit the service back into your hands. Not only do we commit this service in your hands, we commit our lives in your hands, our destinies, our future, our family, everything, because everything already belongs to you. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our Lord's name is great, and our Lord's name is greatly to be praised. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We indeed welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Glory be to God. We can't see you, but you can see us. Why? Because you hear us. And we can't hear you. Amen. But you hear us, and when you hear us, you hear God. So welcome, 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 welcome. We are excited, amen, that you do not count it robbery, amen, the fellowship with us, amen. So please have a seat at the breakfast table, amen. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served in the Holy Ghost. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We ask, Lord, that you would, glory be to God, visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, and find out more about our ministry. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Email us, amen, let us hear from you, amen. We want to know you, we want to pray for you, pray with you, amen, and whatever the situation may be. Amen and amen. We are talking about prayer power, prayer power, prayer power. Why? Because there is power in prayer. Oh, there is much power in prayer. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Oh, glory be to God. There is power in prayer. Amen. And so we want to bless be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Second Chronicles, chapter number 7, verse number 14. Amen. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, amen, let us begin reading, amen, in verse 13. Amen. Hallelujah. And it reads as thus, when I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people. Lord, have mercy. We're seeing that right now, aren't we, saints? We're seeing that one. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second here. Excuse me. We're seeing the, amen, the plagues, huh? Oh, COVID-19 was a plague, and there's many others, but keep reading. The Lord always got some good news. Anybody need some good news this morning? Verse number 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and pray and pray and pray, and pray, and pray. He didn't say amen, hallelujah. He didn't say humble themselves and cry. He didn't say humble themselves, amen, and sleep. He says, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. This is a promise. This is a promise that God has made to his people. To his people, glory be to God. If my people, to be God's child, you must be born again. We've already settled that dispute in the scriptures. Amen. For everybody saying that everybody on earth is God's child. No, no, no. I know it sounds good. I know you're trying to do the brotherly thing, but it ain't true. It's not true. Everybody is not God's child. Everybody on earth is God's creation. Amen. Hallelujah. But everybody is not God's child. To be God's child, you must be born again. Amen? If my people, God's people, born again people, hallelujah, blood washed people, coming to God, amen, by faith, through his saving grace, believing in their heart, confessing in their mouth, if my people who are called by my name, which means God knew you, amen, before you got saved, God knew you. Hey, let's just take it all the way back.
before you was conceived in your mother's womb, before your mother and your father got together and you was conceived, huh? God knew you then. Because the scripture tells us that before the foundation of the world, God knew you before God created the heavens and the earth. He opened his mouth and said, light be, and there was light, and light still shining. Earth be, and the earth is still rotating. Come on, y'all. We don't know how long ago that was. No man can measure that. But before God did all that, before God created the earth in 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh day, and stop saying that God rested because God was tired. God didn't rest on the 7 days because on the seventh day because he was tired. God rested on the seventh day because he was finished. Huh? Before all that took place. Huh? Before God put Adam and Eve in the garden, beloved, the scripture tells us that God knew you. And you walk around with your head down. And you walk around feeling sorry for yourself. And God knew you before the beginning began. Huh? He said, my people called by my name will humble themselves. You see the submission of prayer? You see why a lot of people, amen, can't get a prayer in? Because they want to be heard. If they not center stage, they ain't coming. If you not don't put the spotlight on them, they ain't talking. Remember the scribes and the Pharisees, beloved, in the New Testament? And the Bible says, amen, they pray to be heard. Oh, gracious Father, who art in heaven, huh? They just want to be heard. Ah, didn't they pray a prayer today? Oh, didn't they lay it down? Oh, didn't they? Huh? Because they wasn't praying to God. They was praying to you. They wanted it, amen. They wanted you to hear this. I call it spiritual arrogance. There's a lot of spiritual arrogance walking to and fro in the world today. But that is not the posture to be heard. Because, look, let me tell you something. We got to come to God and, look, yeah, well, I hear people say, God is my roster. He's my dog. Hold your mule, baby. What? God is your dog. I know that slang, baby, but God ain't your dog and God ain't your roster. You remember? God is God. And when you come to God, you got to reverence him as God. You got to know that he's the creator of the universe. And that's the posture that we come to God in. Glory, we count it a privilege to come. Because we know it is only by his grace and mercies alone that we can even approach him. We come in reverence. We come in fear, holy fear. That's the posture that we come to God in. Glory be to God. Oh, God, we don't come running up. Hey, God, where you at? Where you at? What you doing? What you doing, huh? We don't play with God like that. You want to play with your family. Play with yourself. Don't try to play God and think it's okay. No, your liberty in Christ don't afford you all that. Your liberty in Christ does not afford you the opportunity to disrespect God at no time and in no way. Humble themselves and pray. You notice he didn't leave that out? Oh, they just an humble soul. They humble soul when last time they said the prayer up. Yeah, well, they always on the prayer line. On the prayer line, what, for somebody else to pray for them? Let me tell you something. You'd be surprised how many people, amen, got other people praying for them, and they ain't never ever, amen, they haven't stopped to pray for themselves. If I can just call this prayer line. Well, I hear T.D. Jakes got a prayer line. I hear Joyce Meyer's got a prayer line. Yeah, they 24 hours. And I'm going to call in. All right, fine. Ain't okay. All right, fine. But when you going to pray? You know those people, amen, always want somebody else to pray for them, but they ain't praying for nobody. How you going to pray for somebody else and they ain't praying for themselves? I never forget years ago, I was working for the city of Philadelphia. Went out to lunch with my girlfriend, amen, and we talking, amen, glory be to God, and I was sharing with her some stuff, amen, and I thank God for Carolyn. I thank God for Carolyn. I'm sitting here talking, and she turned around. She said, well, Frieda, have you prayed about it? That thing stuck with me, beloved. We going back, amen, almost some 30 years ago. Amen. That thing stuck with me. But that was a very profound question because you know what? The answer was no. I wasn't praying about nothing. But he says if his people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. See, a lot of times we praying, but we not seeking God's face. We just want to come, drop our prayer request at the altar, and get on up. Most of the time, we want to take the prayer request back with us. We didn't leave them there. We just come out of formality. We just come because, you know what I mean, if we could say we came. We could say we praying about it. All right, but whose face are you seeking? Are you really seeking the will of God in this answer? And his prayer request. Are you seeking? Let me tell you something about prayer. Prayer, beloved, is not to come for God to change his mind, because you can't change God's mind. God already know what he's going to do because he already did it. Prayer, really, we come to God, amen, so our minds can be changed. I never forget Pastor Dorsey. Matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to her, amen, because next month I think I'll line up some pastors. Amen, to come and continue as we on the subject of prayer. And I never remember Pastor Dorsey, remember she was one of the seven when this ministry was launched years ago. Amen. And she would share her testimony. She'd be on the prayer, Lord, change my husband. Lord, my husband is. And Lord, my husband that. She said she was praying, and it didn't seem like the Lord was answering. Amen, glory be to God. Amen. Then when God finally did answer, she saw that, amen, it was not the husband that God wanted to change. It was her. Ah, that's the purpose of prayer, beloved. So we can reposition ourselves, amen, and where we need to be. And God is trying to show us something. See? Because when you change, everything around you going to change. Ah, my God, I felt the Holy Ghost. Why? Because you see things different. Because you're thinking different. And when you start thinking different and see things different, you're going to start doing things different. And when you start doing things different, you're going to start getting different results. Ah, come on, somebody. Ah, come on. He says here, hallelujah, and pray, and turn from their wicked ways. Now that's a challenge. Come on, y'all. Let's tell the truth this morning. Do I have an amen corner? I know it's early. Can I get an amen corner? How many of God's people do you know, they want God to answer their prayer request because they want God to do this, but they not willing to change? They ain't turning from nothing. They want to keep on doing, stick with that same old attitude, that same old stinginess. I've never seen so many of God's people, everybody want a financial blessing, huh? But they skipping and playing with their tithes and offerings. How God gonna bless you? Don't want to turn, amen. Want to keep on living in disobedience. Keep on living in slothfulness. Keep on, amen, shacking up with your boyfriend. Just bless me anyhow. God, can you bless my mess? Now, they not telling God to bless their mess, but they are telling God to bless their mess. Because anytime you're not willing to turn, you asking God to bless your mess and bless your disobedience. Huh? I'm just going to say just like I am. Let me tell you something. God loves you just the way you are. And that's the way he accepted you. That's the way he loves you. And God loves you too much to keep you that. Baby, you got to turn. Moses saw the burning bush. Glory be to God. And Moses had to turn toward the bush. Beloved, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're watching the burning bush, but we are not consumed by the fire. Jeremiah says, like fire, shut up in my bones. God, gives us a complete illustration, glory be to God, in Acts chapter number 9. Amen. Glory be to God. And the conversion of Saul. He moves it over into the New Testament, ties it right in here to 2 Chronicles. Just to give you a summary for the sake of time, when we read in Acts chapter number 9, it talks about Saul. His name was Saul. Amen. Glory be to God. Saul, amen. The Bible does not really say that Saul was murdering Christians. We don't see nowhere where he was really murdering them, but he was around. He was in the circle. He was holding the coats of those who were killing Christians just for being a Christian, martyring Christians because they was naming the name of Christ. Saul was right there. Glory be to God. And so the Bible said, glory be to God, hallelujah, Saul was on a journey to see the high priest, amen, in Damascus. And the Bible says that Saul was on his ass. Why you say that, Pastor? Because the Bible says that. Hi, y'all know I like to get raw and righteous. Amen. Glory be to God. And so Saul was on his ass, riding his ass, high up on his ass, on his way to Damascus. But the Bible says that suddenly, amen, there was a light from heaven. Glory be to God. And a voice out of heaven. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Now, wait a minute. And Saul responded in verse number 5, who art you, Lord? Now, no one can call on the name of the Lord unless he's converted, beloved. So that was Paul's conversion right there. All right, we don't have time to get into it. Amen. Hallelujah. But according to the scripture, this is where Paul was converted because he called Jesus Lord. Why? Well, but wait a minute. Saul said, wait a minute. I never persecuted you, God. I never persecuted. He said, wait a minute. Hold it. But let me, when you, what Jesus was saying, when you've done it to the least of my little ones, you've done it unto me. I come to tell you today, when you persecute a child of God, you persecuted Christ. When you offended a child of God, you offended Christ. When you stole from a child of God, you stole from Christ. Come on, somebody. So Jesus said, why you person? And you notice he called his name Saul. So the Bible says, amen, read the story for yourself in Acts chapter number 9, amen, verses 1 through 11. So he was knocked down off his ass, straight down on his face. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The people around him got a little scary. Amen. Glory be to God, because they heard the voice, but they didn't see nobody. He hit the ground. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blind 3 days. I wish I had time. I may have to come back and preach this on Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's blind for 3 days. Huh? So, amen. Glory. They had to lead a Saul by the hand. Glory be to God, and take him more forward, and he was blind. But during that time, now remember, Saul, his name was Saul. God changed his name to Paul. He just got saved. Just got saved, y'all. I want y'all to see this. Just got saved. 3 days. God speaks, amen, glory be to God, to Ananias. Told Ananias, I want you to go, hallelujah, to the street called Straight. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. It's funny. I wish I had time. He said, I want you to go over there on the Straight Street. He said, and you're going to find a man named Paul. Ananias knew who Saul was because he was around there persecuting the Christians. So Saul had a reputation. But this is the verse I want you to see this morning, in verse number 11. And the Lord told him, this is God talking to Ananias after he had knocked Saul off his horse. He said, I want you to go, and Saul was blind, just got saved. He said, I want you to go to the house of Judas on Straight Street, and I want you to ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. He is praying. He is praying. Thanks. Saul just got saved 3 days ago. God told Ananias, you're going to meet a man named Saul who is praying. What is that telling us? That God saw Saul praying. God heard Saul praying. And when you keep reading, you see God answered Saul praying. Just got saved 3 days ago. Never went to a church. Didn't get time to put his name on the roll. Never gave an offering. didn't get a chance to serve on the deacon board, didn't get a chance to serve up on the usher board, didn't get a chance to serve up on the choir, didn't get a chance to put on his church clothes. But here, this man, just still blind and praying, God heard Paul. Paul saw, don't make no difference, glory be to God, heard him. He said, you're going to find him praying. That means God knew that he was praying. That means God heard that he was praying. Why? Let's go back to our opening scripture, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Because if my people, Saul was called before the foundation of the world. Saul was born and created for the purposes, amen, which he was. Saul wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, and we're still reading his writings today. He didn't know it at that time, but God did, because God had a purpose for his life, like God got a purpose on your life, the hallelujah plan to bring you to an expected end. Saul, if my people... Saul was called by his name. We saw Jesus calling Saul on the road to Damascus. Saul, Saul, why do thou persecute me? Shall humble themselves. When Saul was knocked off his ass, it was an act of humility. Glory be to God before the Lord. Glory be to God. And pray. Here we see Saul praying. And seek my face and turn from my wicked way. Saul did all that on the road to Damascus. My God, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. He did all that in a moment. And when Saul did that, when Saul converted, he became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, we have privilege to come boldly before the throne of grace. We don't have to come with our heads hung down. We don't have to come regretting our past and the decisions that we made on yesterday. We come knowing, amen, that we have been redeemed through Christ. When God looks at us, he sees the blood of Jesus. When Satan is there accusing us of all the things we used to do, amen, God turns and looks at Jesus, the propitiator for all of our sins, amen, and he declares, case dismissed. Our case has been dismissed. The temple has been rent from the top to the bottom. We now have access to God, and guess what? We don't need the old-fashioned high priest. Because the truth of the matter is, beloved, you're a priest. And Jesus is your high priest. And you don't need a middleman anymore. Woo! You don't have to wait for Uber to get to your house to pick you up, to take you nowhere, because you already there. Access. And this is why we become a threat to Satan, beloved, glory be to God, when we realize who we are, when we realize the ammunition that we carry, when we realize, amen, hallelujah, the power that prayer has. This is why the devil does everything in his might to get you not to pray. You're too sleepy to pray. You're too hungry to pray. You're too depressed to pray. Satan saying, yeah, baby. Yeah, yeah, you tired, ain't you? Go lay down. Don't nobody know what you're going through. You ain't got to pray. God already knows. Sure, God already knows. And he still told you to pray. Because there ain't nothing leaving heaven till somebody on earth prays. Pray. The sincere, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. Jesus himself had to pray, saints. So we see here, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal the land. We saw, amen, that happened, that testimony in Brother Saul's life, which was changed to Brother Paul's life when he was converted on the road to Damascus. And we see it right there in verse 11. God told Ananias, and you're going to find Paul praying because God had already heard. Just got saved. If Saul just got saved 3 days ago, still blind, couldn't see his way to the bathroom, and you and your sanctified self been saved all these years, what's your problem in coming to get a prayer in? Why do you want to let the devil beat you up and harass you? Glory be to God, hallelujah. And you're so offended and so scared on every turn and situation when all you've got to do, amen, is open up your mouth and pray. And guess what? You ain't even got to open up your mouth as long as you open up your heart. God told Daniel, glory be to God, he said, from the moment that your heart began to speak, I heard you, boy. We're too intimidated because we don't know who we are. We're still caught up in religion. Baby, it's time to peel that religion off and step on over into relationship. It's time to peel that religion off and it's time to step on over into fellowship. Remember when they used to mess with you in school, glory be to God? You say, okay, I'm going home. I'm going to tell my mom. I'm going to tell my daddy. I'm going to tell my big brother. Huh? They would get scared because you was going home and tell somebody. Guess what? I must tell Jesus, yeah, all of my troubles. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. When the devil come, walking to and fro like a roaring lion because he don't have no teeth. Just tell him, I'm going to tell my daddy. Just stay right here, Satan. Where you going? Where you going, Alfreda? I'm going in prayer. Oh, please. Don't. The story's coming on. Can't you hop on social media? Can't you do something? No, I'll be back. I'm going into prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you come back out with the word. You go in praying the word. You don't go in prayer praying the problem. You go in prayer praying the word. Hallelujah. And the devil's shaking in his boots. Because you done had a little talk with Jesus. I told him all about my problems. He has heard my faintest cry. And he will answer by and by. When you feel a little prayer will turn in. You will know that there's a fire burning. Prayer is the most powerful weapon. Old people talk about the atomic bomb and this and that and this and that. Prayer is the most powerful weapon in the universe. It is a guided missile straight to God's courts. And we get lazy with it. We get discouraged with it. The devil wants you to think God has not heard you. Or whatever else. He want to play with in this area. Oh, so you want to serve God? Well, I'll play in your finances. I'll play with this. Every area that the devil is working and trying to intimidate you, I dare you to put the word on it. Slap the word on it. He want to play in your finances? Give more. That $300 a month you give them the lottery, throw it in the kingdom and watch God move. Huh? Glory be to God. Every place he's trying to hit you, glory be to God, you hit him back with, put the word on it, baby. He want to pray on your health? Put the word on it. He want to pray on your family? Put the word on it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo! It's my people. Call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Beloved, do you believe or not? That's the bottom line. Because you best believe, one thing for sure, two for certain, you not waiting on God, but God is waiting on you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Woo, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost up in here this morning. Woo, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel like dancing. I would have to walk away from the computer to get my dance on. I got to dance in my seat. Excuse me for a second. Excuse me. Home a mule. Somebody home a mule. Glory be to God. It's time to wake up, saints. You are a child of a living king. It's time to wake up. You got to know that God knows your name. He already knows what you're coming to him with. Just don't be afraid to open your mouth and talk to him. But he who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, Father, help us not to be in the wrong place at the wrong time today. Or help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. And we say thank you for the power of prayer. Amen. All right. Saints, I'm talking to you right now and my eyes are watering. Why? Because we know what's going on with the quality. We already know they telling everybody stay in the house today. Hallelujah. My throat itching. Amen. My eyes watering. Amen. Glory be to God. We done removed from wearing the mask from COVID. Now you got to wear the mask for the quality. Let me tell you something. Hold on to your N95s because you're going to need them for a bunch of other stuff that's coming down the pike. Regardless of what's coming down the pike, I want to tell you from the who's coming through the skies and through the clouds. Huh? That's where we need to be looking. Huh? Thank God for CNN. Thank God for the news. Amen. But we need to be looking up. I'm telling you about who's about to come through the clouds and bust it wide open. Jesus is coming back for a church. He's giving all us all the warning signs. All the warning signs. See? But while we waiting and while we're ready to go, we got to pray while we waiting. Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Keep on praying, y'all. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Don't stop praying, saints. God has heard your cry. Keep on praying, saints. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. It's bad passing. It's going to get worse than this. You ain't seen nothing. You better read Revelation. You better read the book of Revelation. Huh? Jesus at the door, saints. He was around the corner last week. Jesus at the door right now. For the Lord, you keep playing if you want to. For the Lord has promised. I know you don't want him to come until after you get your groove on. After you get married, after you do this and after you do that. And after you do that, what does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? I know you want Jesus to hold up. Amen. When that last person gets saved, when that last person comes to the kingdom, it's a wrap. And you might be the one responsible for bringing that last person in. Somebody come on, let's expedite this thing. Get up on out of here. Let's just get up on out of here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah. Woo. Okay. Hallelujah. I am not out of words, but I'm out of time. Hallelujah. Glory. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praying, saints. Praying. Hallelujah. And if you're not the prayer warrior, hallelujah, it is our job as prayer partners to touch and agree with the prayer warrior. That don't mean you in the background watching Action News. And you in the background doing this and doing that and doing that. We know because sometimes you forget to mute your phone, so we know that you ain't touching and agreeing. Huh? We're supposed to turn everything off, and when the prayer warrior is praying, we touch it and agreeing with the prayer warrior, because one can taste 1,000 and two can taste 10. And we need to be touching and agreeing with the prayer warrior the same way we would want the prayer warriors touching and agreeing if the prayer warrior was praying for you. How would you feel if the prayer warrior is praying for you and you hear somebody in the background cussing out their children? and making all this ruckus. And the prayer warrior just mentioned your name. You now just tell the truth. Most of us would be very offended. Because they just mentioned your name and you really wanted some attention. Then we need to give that to other people. Because what you do for others, God will do for you. Come on, saints. When God sees unity, he commands a blessing. If the prayers of one man stopped the rain for 3.5 years, imagine what the prayers of God's people, when we come together cohesively on one accord, imagine what we can get done for the kingdom. And we are doing things for the kingdom, but it ain't over yet. It ain't over till God says it's over, because God is raising up a platform in this last hour. Oh, yeah, the souls are coming. It's going, oh, they're coming. And guess what? They ain't going to come running. I mean, they're not going to come walking. They're going to come running. What's about to hit the earth, but it's an answer to our prayer. We are expediting the kingdom, see? And they're going to come running to the altar. Keep the church doors open. I know it ain't too many. I know everybody want a live stream nowadays. They coming. Look, if they come to the live stream, or if they come, amen, to the brick and the mortar, they coming. You hear what I'm saying? They coming. They coming. Let us prepare to receive them. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we say thank you for this day. Thank you for this word. Woo! Father God, Brother Paul was still blind. He had really just got up off his behind after he was knocked off his horse, and you heard his prayer. Because, Father God, you said when we confess our sins and forsake our sins, you will have mercy. Our unconfessed sins is the only thing that keeps us from you not hearing us. So that shows that Paul was converted in a moment. He didn't tarry at the altar all night. He didn't have to do all that in a moment. Father God, help us to line up. Help us to line up, God. It's time. It's been time. And we just want to say thank you. Bless the prayer warriors as they come today, Father. Anoint them to serve. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for this prayer ministry. For these men and these women who don't count it robbery, Father. To give you an hour, 2 hours a day, whatever they're giving you, God, that they count it a joy to serve in your kingdom. We say thank you for them. And everyone is being benefited because of the prayer requests that have gone up. We say thank you, Father. Father, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. Father God, the air quality is at a dangerous level. Even right now, God, I'm talking to you and my eyes are watering with my windows closed. But we thank you, Father, that we're covered by the blood and we have no fear. Because where we going, we not going to need no air. Where you taking your people, Father God, this old building, we ain't going to need nothing. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Woo! And we seal this prayer right now by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, that Satan is defeated and darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Get your, increase your prayer life, saints. Increase your prayer life. You can talk to God while you're in the shower. You can talk to God while you're driving. You can talk to God while you're washing dishes. Increase your prayer life. And then take that personal time every day to close your door. Turn your cell phone off. Turn the computer off. Tell everybody, I'll be back. I'll be back. Some of you may have to go sit in your car, whatever you need to do. Keep that intimacy going. That's how you get to know God, by the way. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you. Amen. Everybody have an awesome, beautiful, glorious day. See you tomorrow. See you at the altar prayer today. Amen. And, oh, wait a minute. I can't sign off. The Holy Spirit just reminded me of something. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the power of his saving grace, I've been praying. Okay, are you born again?
No.
Let that be the first prayer. Come on. Give your life to Christ right now. Just ask God to forgive you. Father, forgive me for my sins. I confess them all to you. I ask that you would save my soul. And I invite Jesus to come and live on the throne of my heart and be my Lord and be my Savior. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Now lead me and guide me and direct me in the way that I should go and help me to follow you. In Jesus' name. Bam. Oh, my God. Welcome to the family of God. Oh, I know how God deals with me. Somebody just came in. That's why I couldn't hang up. Hallelujah. I don't care how good the sermon is. Unless we made an altar call, we haven't done nothing. Because this is what preaching and teaching is all about. Woo! Welcome to the family of God. Come on. Reach out to us, please, at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. And let us hear from you. Send us an email. Amen. Visit our website. Amen. If you want to write us, call us, whatever you want to do. Amen. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray. All right. That's it. Amen. Everybody have a lovely day. Hallelujah. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you. Amen.
If I had a baby boy, would I give him away to save the lives of people who might not even care? Lord, I know your love is greater than mine could ever be. Thank you for the sacrifice you made at Calvary. Your son.